Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A man has been charged over a police pursuit that ended in a crash south of Muswellbrook yesterday. Officers received reports a car was travelling north on the New England Highway, allegedly being driven in a dangerous manner and crossing onto the incorrect side of the road. A pursuit was initiated but ended a short time later when the car crashed into a truck travelling in the opposite direction near Hebden Road. The 28-year-old driver of the car was taken to hospital for treatment on minor injuries and has now been charged with 9 offences, including drive while licence suspended and drive recklessly, as well as possess prohibited drug. He was refused bail to face Newcastle local court today. The New South Wales government has committed $70 million for the state's first hydrogen hub, and it will be in the Hunter region. Energy Minister Matt Keane was in the region yesterday, and the Hunter has been made a key site due to its access to existing infrastructure, suitable water sources, ports and logistics capabilities, and a future supply of cheap, reliable, renewable energy. The hub has the potential to drive $350 billion of investment across Australia and will align with the New South Wales renewable energy zones. Upper Hunter horse breeders and owners are being urged to vaccinate their animals against Hendra virus after researchers discovered a new deadly strain. ABC reports the new strain has been found in a flying fox in Adelaide. The researchers say breeds of flying foxes like grey-headed foxes that have not been known to transmit the virus in the past could be carrying the new strain in areas previously deemed as low risk. The new variant was uncovered during the development of a new test. The last case of the virus that was seen in the Upper Hunter was June 2019, and that was the first and only case the region has seen. A couple of additional roads have been added to the Road Safety Upgrade Blitz list in the New England electorate. New England MP Barnaby Joyce has welcomed the news. More than $1 million has been allocated for shoulder widening and sealing works along a 20-kilometre stretch of the Thunderbolts Way and Buckets Way, and almost $430,000 has been allocated to replace chain wire safety barriers also on the Thunderbolts and Buckets Ways. In total, roads in the electorate will see $12.1 million from the joint federal and state government funding injection that will see $400 million worth of roads in the state get a safety upgrade. And Scone Cup has officially been declared a half-day public holiday for the Upper Hunter Shire. Friday the 14th of May is Scone Cup Day and has been declared a half-day local public holiday from midday for Aberdeen, Blandford, Bunnan, Elliston, Gundy, Moonanbrook, Moonanflat, Murrundi, Parkville, Scone, Rookall, Tymore and Wingen, all within the Upper Hunter Shire LGA. In late last year, Council sought community views on the proposed public holiday, and out of 71 surveys, 55% requested the Scone Cup remain a half-day public holiday. The Newcastle Jets are sitting one off the bottom of the A-League ladder going into this weekend's matchups. They're playing tomorrow against Sydney FC on their home turf at Netstrata Jubilee Stadium in Sydney. Meantime, the Knights kick off their 2021 campaign tonight against the Canterbury Bulldogs. It'll be a home game, but without some star players, including fullback Kalen Ponga and 5/8 Blake Green, as well as back rower Lachlan Fitzgibbon, who are all likely to miss multiple early rounds. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.